You'll be up next, Grant, the assistant said. We're pairing you up with Katrina Korsova.
Sure.
He knew who she was. Korsova was a big deal in the modeling world. One of those supermodels whose face and body were plastered all over billboards, in magazines, and on television. She was a beauty. He was lucky to be doing the shoot with her. It would advance his profile, and he was all about exposure. If he had to be here doing this shoot for the sports magazine, at least he was being paired up with one of the best in the business. Once they readied the shot on the beach, he was called over and set up on his marks. He stood in the water up to his ankles. They'd already primped his hair, his face, and his skin. It all felt weird to him, but he'd done photo shoots before. They told him it was to combat shine and to make sure his hair would be gelled appropriately enough so it would behave. Whatever. He was paid to do what he was told, just like in football. So he stood where they told him to stand.
We're ready for you, Katrina, he heard the assistant say.
The models were clustered in shaded cabanas before the shoot, so he'd only caught glimpses of them on and off. Katrina stepped out, a gorgeous woman with long hair the color of midnight, wearing a swimsuit bottom that barely clung to her hips. She was curved in all the right places. And after she bent over so they could spray her hair wet, she straightened, flipped her hair back, then gave him a look. Wow. Those eyes. They were so deep blue, they were almost violet. Maybe they were violet. He had no idea, because he'd been struck dumb as she approached him. He'd been around plenty of beautiful women before, but Katrina was... wow. Photos of her didn't do justice to what a knockout she really was.
Grant Cassidy, this is Katrina Korsova.
She gave him a quick nod, then turned to the director. Obviously all business and not as thunderstruck by him as he had been by her. He was going to try not to be offended by that. Then again, she likely worked around good-looking male models all the time. He was no big deal. At least not in the modeling world.
I want your arm around his, Katrina, the director said. Let's see some heat here.
It was as if they were on a movie set and the director had said, action. Where she had previously ignored him as if he didn't exist, now Katrina moved into him, her body warm and pliant as she slid her hand into his hair and tilted her head back. Their hips touched, their thighs made contact. And then she made eye contact with him. He'd never felt that pow of instant connection before, but he sure as hell felt it now. It was as if lightning had struck the center of his universe, and every part of him felt it.